at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can always reach out to us. DM us. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Ashley says, ah, Ben and Kelly, I'm in a pickle. LOL.
Okay.
Can you help give me the words to dig out of this mess?
Okay.
Nearly 2 months ago, I met a guy on Tinder expecting nothing more than a casual hookup.
Mm-hmm.
However, we ended up clicking really well, gone on a lot of really, you know, good real dates since then. Think I'm falling in love with him.
Oh.
And vice versa.
Wow.
And we are exclusive. There's just one little problem. I never told him I have a kid.
Oh.
I'm a single mom, no dad in the picture. My child is three. I didn't think to mention it initially, not expecting to enter a relationship. And since then, I've just never found the right moment.
Mm.
I totally know this is wrong and my fault, but at this point, I'm not sure how to break the news. We can't keep on seeing each other only at his apartment or when my kid's at grandma's, and I really want my child to meet him. How do I get out of this mess and reveal this little fun fact without, like, totally freaking him out? Thanks so much, Ashley.
Okay. I mean, you could always, you know, go out to make a reservation for dinner or just say, hey, you know what, let's go out to eat. And then when he's suggesting some great places, like some, you know, more like adult places like steakhouses or, you know, fancier restaurants, you know, you say, oh, I was thinking, you know, maybe we could go by, oh, I don't know, Raising Cane's or, you know, McDonald's.
A place with a children's menu.
Or a place with a kid's menu. And he's like, well, why? And you're like, well, see, that's where this gets interesting.
Here's the fun fact I haven't yet revealed because I'm like an onion. You know, I wanted to slowly let you unpeel some layers and there you go.
No, I wouldn't say onion. I'd say cake. Cake. It has a better connotation than onion does.
It's sweet.
You know? Yes, okay, yes, exactly. I'm like cake. You just haven't gotten to my frosty center yet.
Yes, frosty center. Here's my kid.
Here's my kid.
We're 2 months in. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but I also understand why she didn't want to reveal that initially. She just wanted to, like, have a... see if she was going to just have a casual hookup, and then, you know, there's no need in really... I can understand getting too personal if it's just casual like that for, you know, one or two
times. But don't we add that to the profile on Tinder? Like, don't we reveal that from the get-go, single mom, so that you know you're going to be matching with people that are fine with that from the beginning? I mean, I feel like we're already past that, but maybe we should have started there.
Well, sure. I would say 99% of our group therapies or DMs that we get are hindsight is 2020, but, you know, we're not there. So I guess what she wants are the words to say. Like, how does she say it specifically? We got a good suggestion from Amber who said, tell him that you didn't want to introduce your kid to him too early and vice versa. Okay.
In case he just wasn't going to have any potential and wasn't going to stick around, thought this was just going to be like, you know, casual thing. And Brittany, that's what Brittany's saying. Not if you're on Tinder for hookups. Okay. Well, all right.
Yeah.
Is that how you started? Like, I was just kind of thinking this was just going to be a hookup.
Yeah.
And now
I mean,
we really like you.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, maybe you literally just tell him kind of how you told us. You're like, hey, honestly, I got to be honest with you. You know, I was thinking that this was going to be just a casual hookup. You know, I've developed feelings and I think you need to know a little bit more about me now. And then that's going to freak him out.
Yes. He's like, well, that's a big fun fact you left out because that now she's a package deal.
Well, yeah, of course. But, you know, if he is legit, then he will be like, all right, that's cool. Well, I have something to reveal, too. And then all of a sudden.
I have a wife.
Yeah, exactly. My wife doesn't know we're on a date right now. So now, look, we both have secrets. Yay!
Look at that. It's all out in the open. Yay. Now, I think that, and she says that she thinks he's fallen in love with her, too. So maybe, you know, he will take it okay once he has a chance to process it. Because it is a big thing to drop on somebody.
Swifty Kim said, in all fairness, he obviously never asked. Because
Okay.
Okay. Well, she didn't say that though. She didn't say that he had asked and I lied to him. So,
right.
You know,
that would be different.
Yeah, that would be different. So let's assume that he never asked and she has just kind of lied by omission type of thing.
Or just not revealed all of the fun facts about her just yet.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Now here we are. Like, if we are falling in love, we need to, like, now, as in yesterday, we need to reveal this so that he can decide, you know, am I ready for something like that? It sounds like they are both, you know, falling hard for each other. So hopefully this will end up well and she'll get the reaction she's hoping for.
Ashley, I have homework for you. Tonight.
Oh, God, you put a timestamp on it.
Yes, because I want to follow up with you tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, that is much.
Yeah.
Oh.
So tonight.
Oh, dang.
Kelly even said it yesterday. It needs to happen yesterday. So
okay,
tonight's a perfect time to do it. All right. So
I hope he's available.
I think.
We do it in person, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's not a text message like, hey, you know, I've got a kid, JK. I mean, for real, though.
Okay, here's the thing, though. We don't introduce the kid just yet, right?
No,
we reveal the kid
first. You just reveal
first.
That you have one.
Okay. See his reaction. Then if he's fine, then we meet the kid a little bit later.
Yeah, Kelsey actually said, literally just had the same situation happen to me. It can be tricky to know how to reveal when you just want to protect your kid.
Yeah.
I just threw it out there and explained that I didn't reveal in order to protect my child, and he was totally cool with it. So just explain that you didn't see it going anywhere, but now you do. I think that's great.
That's really good.
Let's do that.
And Rob is like, hey, sorry, I haven't mentioned it before, but really was unsure about where this was going. But my feelings for you have grown like crazy. And I want you to know I have a child. I'd love for you to meet her. I don't want to just bring my child around random people. So I wanted to make sure this was something that could be real. I think that's a really good way to start the conversation, too.
Yeah, I love all of those suggestions. I think this could be one, and then we'll kind of wrap it up here because I think we're all saying the same thing. Amy says, play a little game. Two truths and a lie. Pick out the truth. One of them be, I have a 3-year-old. It's like, wait, hang on. What?
Make
like,
it a
ding,
fun
ding,
game
ding.
Show.
You win.
Yay.
All right, so your homework is let's figure out how to clue your boyfriend in, your new boyfriend in, that you've got a child today.
I think Rob has some really good words for you to write down, memorize, commit to a memory, and then maybe bust into Amy's game. I'm not sure what order you want to do, but
yeah. Yeah.
maybe do Amy's game first, and then you do Rob's speech. I think it's good. I think that's a good... That's a good recipe, and hopefully it's going to go well, and he's going to be like, okay, this is great.
Yep. So we'll check in with you tomorrow and see how it all went. Ashley, good luck. Thank you for reaching out to us here on 99.7 DJX.